Good morning, it's 8464CA after a beautiful weekend across the tropical north. Time to start planning for this coming weekend, and we have the Italian Festival. There's things happening right across the region, but two of the key events that are coming up this weekend, La Festa Food and Wine and an amazing La Dolce Vita cocktails and Ferraris. It's happening in the Salt House. To find out a little bit more about both these events, Louis Garozzo joins me. G'day, Louis. How are you this morning?
How you going, Murray? Thanks for having us.
Mate, really looking forward to a fantastic weekend, and I should imagine with your surname, it must be something that's really special and close to your heart as well.
Oh, absolutely. It's been a lifelong dream of mine. I know that sounds pretty corny, but it's a genuine truth. And just to have this finally come to fruition is just amazing for us. Yeah.
And look, you know, there's always been these type of festivals, maybe a little bit more south of us through Ingham and Innisfail. But I guess this is actually a one that's, you know, focusing on the region, but specifically the Cairns region as well.
Exactly, and the real focus behind all these festivities is that the President, Steve Cudinus, and myself really wanted to ensure that we kept the ability of all the stories that come from the Italian immigration aren't lost, because, you know, we've got so many elder folk now that are moving on, passing on,
yeah.
And we just don't want to lose those stories. So we thought, hey, how do we do this? How do we keep these stories? So the crux of all these festivities is that we're creating a book, which is called the Foundation Book. And we're doing stories from everyone, from anybody from Tully up to Mossman out west to Dimbula, because as we all know, it's between sugarcane and tobacco that the Italian immigrants predominantly came to North Queensland. And we want to capture those stories, you know, because there's stories of hardship, there's stories of survival, there's stories of success, some not success, but we want to share those stories and make sure our future generations don't lose that.
It has been such a rich culture to have come to our region and really informs a lot of who we are here in tropical North Queensland. One thing that I do want to talk about, and I know it's also close to your heart, is the food and the wine, not just the love. And I guess they're two of the events that we're keen to talk about coming up this weekend. Let's start with the La Festa. It's happening at Fogarty Park this Saturday. Actually kicks off in the morning, around about 11:15, but right through until the evening with the fireworks and an opera extravaganza. Give us a bit of a taste of what we can expect at Fogarty Park this Saturday.
Okay, well, we've made sure that it's a true Italian feast. So we've got 24 individual regional offerings on food. They are being done by local restaurants that we all know, all popular Italian restaurants. We've got not-for-profit organisations who are involved of Italian origin, the Friulani Club. We've got the guys from Silkwood from the Feast of Three Saints who have a feast, have a festival down there every year. So we've got everything from Sardinian regionality, we've got Northern Friulan, we've got Veneto food, we've got food from Milan, of course, Sicily, that's the most important for me. So we've got beautiful cannoli being made, we've got traditional Italian sausages. Whatever your heart desires, it'll be there on the day. And of course, with beverages, we're keeping everything Italian. So we've got Italian wine, Italian beer, and the list goes on, but it's all Italian.
Now, what about the Made in Italy? It's actually a show that actually kicks off at 6:45 this Saturday. What does that actually encompass?
So we have a fashion designer in North Queensland who's bringing together all her local designs of Italian influence, and we're going to be showing off all what we do in North Queensland with an Italian slant. Then likewise, we have Italian music from two very different Italian bands, but very Italian origin, one more modern, one more folk and classic. But nonetheless, they'll be performing all throughout the day as well.
I know what a fashionable guy you are, so I reckon I'll look forward to seeing you there. You might even be up on the catwalk at some stage there, do you think, Louis?
Not a chance, son, not a chance.
Now, look, somebody else that I know is going to be certainly close to your heart, and I know that Joe Vella is going to be involved in this one as well. It's something pretty special, La Dolce Vita Cocktails and Ferraris. It's actually happening at the Salt House on Sunday in the afternoon. Tell me more about this.
So we've been very, very fortunate with generous local folk of Italian elk or otherwise, but we've got 11 supercars. So we've got two lovely Lamborghini samples. We've got 9 Ferraris. We've got a 1968 Fiat. For those who you are so inclined knowing what the Fiat is, what the VW was to Germany, the Fiat was to Italy.
Yeah.
We've got a 1969 one. We've got a Fiat that was built by Ferrari as well, which is race inspired. So we've got a little bit of everything there, but we've got a lovely display of cars on the waterfront in front of Salt House, and that'll be kicking off likewise midday. And we'll also be replaying the Italian soccer win we had in 1982 as well, of course. And yeah, it was just be a fun, relaxed afternoon with a lot of good Italian grub as well.
1982. I'm not going to make any comment, but it's about time the Italians did it again by the sound of it.
We did a tie after that, but we haven't won since, I must admit.
Well, look, it sounds like a fantastic feast for the senses. And, of course, as Louis said, it's about that culture, such a significant part of our culture and who we are here in tropical North Queensland. Our Italian friends, we've all got some. Louis, it's been great to talk to you. Really looking forward to more details. Check it out on the web. There's so much happening for the Italian Festival for 2022. And congratulations, and may this celebration and, of course, this memory live a long, long time. Louis?
Thank you, Murray. It's very much appreciated. Just remember, it is a family event. We want everybody to come down and have a look. Join 4CA's Gavin.